You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less.
Ted Smith.
Steve, the Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck.
Setting out a dead spot?
It is up to us to determine out of the three stories, which one sucks the least.
Ted, I don't believe anywhere in here is a dead spot. I don't know that as a fact. I just like to err on the side of caution because I am up to no good.
Now, if you follow the men's room on Facebook, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. And like I said, two of these stories, our very own Mike Hawk brought us in headlines, but they bear repeating. So let's just get to it. As always, Florida represents because Florida can't help itself. Now, they say it's annoying when someone asks to go ahead of you in a checkout line because they only have a few items, right? So I just got two or three things. Yeah, so what? Well, as if their time's more important than yours. But this takes it to a whole new level. You might recall a 65-year-old man in Florida named Daniel Kennel. He tried to cut in line at a Publix grocery store, but the couple ahead of him declined the offer. So Daniel tried putting his stuff on the checkout belt anyway. And then there was an argument. Well, Daniel got upset. He left his cart and stormed out of the store. Keep in mind, he's a guy trying to cut in line. Anyway, the other couple, they checked out. They left the store. They started loading their stuff into their car. That's when Daniel ran it behind them and sprayed them both in the face with bug spray. He then ran off. Now, keep in mind, at the moment this happens, you don't know what homeboy sprayed in your face. So again, right? He's trying to cut in line. They did not let him cut in line. There's an argument, so he left. They're just trying to load the groceries in. He couldn't let it go. Sprays him in the face with bug spray. Now, the cops were called. They managed to track Daniel down. He was arrested and charged with two counts of aggravated battery with great bodily harm. One of the victims was hospitalized, but it sounds like they'll both be okay.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird. And then you might...
I'll get you with bug spray.
You might remember the story equally as weird, I would say. A man ran over a woman with his SUV on the first date because she refused to let him sniff her feet and use sneakers. Now, the victim told police that she met 28-year-old Elmonsi Circle on a dating app. Circle met the victim at the Serena Hotel around 2 p.m. on August 24th, and he immediately asked to smell her feet and purchase her new sneakers. All right, so keep in mind, they have just met. These are the first words out of his mouth. She says, quote, "When I got there, he just wanted to sniff my feet.
Smell it.
And I didn't feel comfortable with that. I mean, you can have my sneakers all you want. I don't care. I'm not wearing them. They're just old sneakers. But people like weird things." So she told Circle that she would sell him her shoes for $1,000, but she left them in her car and would have to retrieve them. She also said that she put the high price based on her occupation as a foot model, which is why this guy liked her in the first place, and said that, well, basically, that was her going rate. Well, when the victim momentarily stepped into the bathroom, she said she spotted Circle sprint out of the hotel room and assumed that he stole something from her. So she told officers she chased him into the parking lot, watched him jump into his red Mercedes SUV. He then made a three-point turn and hit the victim with his car, running her over and leaving her with road rash and bruises to much of her body. She said, quote, I've never experienced anything like this before. I've met a lot of people that have foot fetishes, obviously. Nobody has ever done anything to this caliber. She went on to call the experience, quote, extremely bizarre. Sorko, by the way, he was arrested and charged with aggravated battery. So, again, he wants to smell her shoes and her feet. She says, nah, man. So he runs her over, as one will do. And then finally, we have a carjacker. In this case, he carjacked a pickup truck, and he crashed during the police chase. The difference with this is that the owner of the pickup truck was in the bed of the pickup truck. So officers responded to a vehicle theft in progress about 6 o'clock in the morning. The owner of the truck was in the bed of the truck while the suspect was driving the stolen vehicle. Officers attempted to stop the vehicle, but the suspect evaded officers. Well, the truck later crashed, and the suspect fled the scene on foot. He was later apprehended by the department's canine unit. Meanwhile, the victim in the bed of the truck, he was ejected during the crash and taken to the hospital. They didn't provide any information on his condition. And then a second victim who was involved in the crash was also taken to the hospital. It should be noted the suspect was also transported to the hospital with quote-unquote injuries from the dog bites.
Wow.
So there's your three stories.
Jeez,
it's just that simple. We have the guy in Florida. He wants to cut in line. Naturally, the couple he wants to cut in front of was like, no, we don't want you to do that. And they paid the price by getting sprayed in the face with bug spray. We have the man who, on his first date, just wanted to smell their feet.
So that was just
shoes.
A date.
It was a date.
Was it set
it
up
was
for like a
first date?
Okay.
These are the first words out of his mouth. She says no. She ends up getting run over. And the thing, I don't even think he stole her shoes. That's the thing. She thought that he stole something. He didn't even steal anything. He just ended up running her ass over because he couldn't smell her feet or her used tennis shoes. And finally, the carjacker that stole the pickup, which is not unusual. It's just that the owner of the pickup was in the bed of the truck, and when he crashed at evading cops, ended up ejecting this guy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So he stole the truck.
Yes.
Yes.
Carjacking would lead me to believe that you have to get the driver out of the seat.
Well, I'm assuming the guy ran up and tried to stop the guy from stealing the car.
And maybe jumped in the back.
Or just jumped in the back to see, even if he's carjacked, he's trying to get in. But then all of a sudden, when that guy gets in there, he has time to jump in the back.
I see what you're saying. Okay,
or he's getting something out of the back. Because keep in mind, a second victim was injured in this, who I assume was in the passenger seat.
I believe it was all the car they crashed into.
Oh, okay.
That's what just threw me off. I'm like, is the guy just taking a nap?
I don't know. Either way, his truck and he's in the bed of it.
Well, the foot fetish story is the weirdest one for me. Because it's one thing, okay, look, you're not going to let me smell your feet or whatever the hell you want. I try to buy your shoes because it's too expensive.
Sure.
But then to run someone over.
Right.
Intentionally. Too. I mean, I don't know if that was... Because she's not going to be in front of the car going like, no, don't leave me. Or she wants to get out of there.
Well, she thought he was
chasing him.
Yeah.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, because she was under the assumption that he had stolen something. And as far as the article goes, he had not stolen anything.
But she thought so.
Yeah, because he ran out.
Okay. Well, then based on that, I mean, she's wrong. It seems like he did not really mean to run her over.
That I don't know. They just said he's making a 3-point turn and hit her.
Yeah, he turned
her
around.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah.
He turned around.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that does seem odd. I could fathom this guy's just an insane person. So her running out there, maybe he thought something else was going on. But if he turned around and then ran her down, I'm like, all right, you're just running her over to run her over.
I don't know.
You'd think just running over her feet would have.
I'm going to say the bug spray guy sucks the least in this matter.
Why is that?
Just based on the fact that I don't know. Cutting in line is not the biggest deal in the world. The other two stories involve people who were injured.
Give my bug spray. One of the two that he bug sprayed did go to the hospital.
I guess maybe to get their eyes washed
out. Breaking bones,
or,
but yeah, you're putting bug spray in their face.
I guess out of the three, would I rather be thrown out of the back of a pickup truck? Would I rather be run over by a car? I guess I'm going to take bug spray to the face.
Bug spray.
That one to me can't suck the least.
It just can't. It's impossible.
Because I mean, you ask to cut in line, you have a bunch of stuff, and just go no. And that's just pure, like, I don't know. Then
it's intense, and you waited it out for something that in the end is not that important.
Right.
Not that any of these are that important, but that just seems so trivial. Because keep in mind, you didn't get knocked out of line. You wanted to cut in front of someone else, and as most people will say, they said no.
Correct.
Right? I mean, I could be in line at the bar. It's a long, hey, man, can I cut in front? No.
Yeah. I'll let people cut in certain situations, right? Airport, sure. Whatever. I don't know. The grocery store, as much as I like the grocery store, like the only frustrating thing about the grocery store to me is you got to wait in that line.
You do have to wait
in
that line.
You got to pick and choose which checker outer
you're
going
and
with.
You grab the wrong one. It doesn't matter.
Do you know where people really care? Ferries. That's where they'll call you.
Yeah, do not cut in line on a ferry.
Do not cut in line on a ferry. That's the one thing that I know for a fact.
Follow me here. I'm going to say the guy in Texas that stole the truck sucks the least.
Really?
Because he was simply stealing a truck.
Yes.
I don't think he knew the guy was in the back.
It was a carjack, though, wasn't it?
It was a carjack.
That means you're taking him out of the passenger seat.
Yeah, but he's already committing crime. This is my theory. He's already committing crime. Like, the guy in Florida, that was just too weird overall, and he turned around.
You made it a crime in the end.
The other guy, it's like, hey, can I cut in line? It's like, no. And then he bug sprays you. Like, that's just crazy to me. This guy's just got a life of crime, but I don't think he meant to hurt the guy even worse.
Had no intent.
Right. The intent wasn't to inject him out of the truck. It was simply to carjack him and take his truck.
Debate continues on who sucks last.
Not defending it. This is the game. Yeah. Just saying. To me, it sucks the least.
Stand by it, Jeff.
If you like a mentorship on Facebook, the debate continues on who sucks less. All right, coming up, it's 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.